Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to Copy in Copenhagen. My name's Owen and Abby's here.
Hey!
And Marius is here.
Hi!
But we're technically not here because we're still on Easter holidays.
Yay!
So we started something this year. We started the Patreon.
Patreon. You gotta
practice harder, guys. You gotta keep practicing that one. We started Patreon, and we've had a wonderful reaction to it. People have been joining and communicating and creating community, but we really want more people to join.
Please. Yeah. Well, the thing about Patreon is. It is the first time that there has ever been an opportunity to support Coping in Copenhagen so we can keep making Coping in Copenhagen. And you are the ones that get to support it! Yay! It's really fun. We do an extra bonus episode every month. This month, it is with my friend Sophie Hagen. I have a podcast with Sophie. It's called Help Hole, and we take turns reading self-help books and telling each other about them. And we're going to release one of those on this feed later when that episode comes out. And then we had like a half an hour conversation with Owen where Sophie pretended to be Marius that we're putting out on our Patreon. And this is going to be a few minutes of that episode. And if is very likely, you can't wait for more, just pop on over, sign up for our Patreon.
Patron!
And you can hear the whole thing.
And we also give out tickets and make small videos, behind-the-scenes stuff. So
give out tickets.
Bunch of fun stuff.
Post in videos. Mm-hmm. You're going to be the first to hear about our live events, which we're doing. We are scheduling some live events. You will be the first to hear on Patreon. Well, we think you should join it.
Probably a good idea.
Yeah.
Probably.
Here's a little snippet of what you could get this month.
I've never done this. In my 6 years of doing this, I've never done this differently. Hello and welcome to Copy in Copenhagen. My name is Owen. I'm with Abby.
Hey.
And I'm with Sophie.
Good day, good day.
I'm Irish. Abby's American. Sophie's Danish.
Hello,
hello.
Oh, yeah. Hello, hello. Good day, good day was good. He would absolutely say that. Oh, my God. I hope he listens so bad.
Is he a Patreon of
you? That's a good question. That's a good question.
Yeah, really good question.
I am.
Are you?
So, well, I think so. Am I not?
I hope you are.
I think I am.
I don't think you're paying Patreon.
Well, I might be with my secret name because I don't want people to know.
Are you for real?
I feel like I'm getting a lot of episodes.
Sophie Hagen is a Patreon of Coping in Copenhagen.
I'm getting a lot of episodes in my feed. I think that's okay. Why.
No, we're giving you a lot of episodes. We have upped our content.
I will become, especially if Marius isn't.
Yeah. Why would he be one? And now that you're a regular co-host of this podcast, why would
I'm with you, Marius? Sus, Marius.
Do you want to say something?
I was just going
to
say, what are you doing here, Sophie?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say too, actually.
What the hell are you doing here? Get out of Marius' seat.
We just did our podcast.
Who's that? Who's we?
Myself and Abby. Abby and myself just did our podcast, Abby's and my podcast, Help Hole.
Help Hole!
In the studio. And now I don't have to be a host anymore. Now I'm a guest.
Nice.
So I can chill. Say problematic stuff. Get cancelled.
Yeah, this
ruin
is like
your career. Ruin your podcast.
Actually, last night you texted me that today you were going to be uncharacteristically chill.
I have really tried.
I think you have been.
I've
uncharacteristically
really
chill.
Are you characteristically
non-chill?
Tense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of intense. Kind of. Well, it's also compared to Abby. Everyone's
sure.
You just feel like you're such a stuck up, like tense person because Abby is the chillest, and you're like, you could be like driving directly into traffic, and you'd feel like annoying for being like, excuse me, could we maybe not? You'd be like, live a little. Come on, I don't live by the rules.
Do you know what I thought I was being really cool about how characteristically chill I am, because when you texted, you said, like, let's be uncharacteristically chill. Mm-hmm. And then I wrote, like, yeah, uncharacteristically chill is the word of the day. And then I wrote, but didn't send, actually, maybe I shouldn't be uncharacteristically chill. That sounds like dangerous. Mm. But then I was like, no. It's more fun if I also act like I'm tense.
Yeah.
Let's both be uncharacteristically chill.
Uncharacteristically chill and unhinged.
Yeah. Unsafe.
Yeah. Hazardous.
Wait, I mean, Abby stole a bike from the Happiness Museum in Copenhagen.
I borrowed. I asked. And
definitely borrowed? Oh, no, you asked.
Yeah.
It was like one of those weird bikes, like a big wheel and a tiny, tiny wheel at the back.
I really
a halfpenny. A penny farthing.
Sure.
Yeah.
Owen.
Is that an Irish thing?
Is it? It seems so Irish.
It sounded Irish.
It does, doesn't it? No, I don't think so.
I feel like Irish. So. Okay, Owen. Okay. Imagine Owen.
Hello.
On one of those.
Hello.
I'm imagining Marius.
You don't even have to.
No,
right
here. Because Owen on that bike looks right. And. And
so
Irish.
It has to be a little
with a hat, and he's got the like a blonde mustache on that one of those bikes.
Yeah.
Stick. And then can't you see that it's Owen and not Marius?
Like it's the voice. The voice doesn't fit.
Put him on the bike.
No, the voice doesn't fit.
Imagine Owen on the bike.
Then it makes sense.
We were talking about names. At the very beginning, and then we jumped into a recording. We were talking about being nervous about saying names. Mm. You can say my name, but how do you think it's spelled?
Oh, I would assume O-W-E-N.
You see? We were talking about being nervous and blah, blah, blah. I have two spellings of my name. O-W-E-N is, if you've seen it on the podcast and stuff.
It's not a lie. It's not a lie.
It is.
It's a little bit of a lie.
Yeah. My name is E-O-I-N in Irish.
E-O-I-N.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. It's like an O. Yeah. So
I have two names.
I put O-W-E-N everywhere in public because it's just going to confuse people. And then every now and then I'm like, use this one. And in my emails, it's E-O-I-N. And then it's like, in articles, it's been two different spellings.
It feels like a trick. And also, I texted you because I know that you use Owen like publicly and like for all our like podcast stuff. And like, you know, but then I've started now texting you spelling it that way. Mm. And I feel like I'm not sure what my responsibility is here. You know what I mean? I'm not sure. I feel like I want to be a good friend. But how hard do I have to work for it?
I'm taking note. If it's any personal message and it's spelled O-W-E-N, deeply offended.
Okay.
Deeply offended. Okay.
But in the Irish way.
Which
is real chill.
I take it to my grave.
You won't get into Catholic heaven.
No.
I've took a lot of pride in knowing how to spell a lot of Irish names, because when I did signings of my books, people would be like, oh, my name is Siobhan. I'd be like, don't you worry, I've got you. I exactly how to spell Siobhan.
Yeah.
But
a good one.
And that was the kind of thing where you could both brag about spelling Irish names and having books to sign.
And signing them.
That was cool.
Fans.
That was really cool.
That was nice.
This is not my first rodeo.
Listen. Hey, you got a book coming out soon, don't you?
I should have said when I'm here signing for you. Books, like, which I will do with my upcoming book. When will I ever have...
You fell off that rodeo.
It's such a long title. Will I ever have sex again? Coming out in May in 2024. Do you have any UK listeners? Wasted. Oh, okay.
Yeah, we do.
Otherwise, I'm walking...
Oh, sorry, I'll make an effort then. Buy my book.
Is it not coming out in Denmark? Oh, surely it's coming out in Denmark as well.
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
Someone has to buy it. Publishing... house. Ooh. That's about it.
If you are a publisher and you're listening to this podcast, write to us at copingincopenhagen @gmail.com. Sophie, what are you doing here? How do you feel being back in Denmark? What do you miss about Denmark? Tell us about it.
Oh,
are you coping in Copenhagen?
Miss you, Abby.
Aww.
Although we have spent a lot of time together recently, haven't we? God, I've had so many flæskesteg sandwiches.
Oh, yum.
Oh my God, so many. It's too much, so much. I'm done. I'm finished with it now.
You say that.
Oh, yeah, for now. Whoa. I was getting into a really good vegetarian streak at home. Uh-huh. And then I came here and I was like, fuck it.
Yeah, it's not a hard place to be vegetarian.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I've eaten like 14 pigs at this point. So food is superior in this country. So that's my main thing. Yeah.
Well, I could not disagree more, but...
Okay.
Compared
to the UK.
Yeah, okay. But I said this, we were talking on a Monday episode a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about gifts. and like what you show people and everything. And I said, my thing is food. I can't, there's nothing Danish I want to give people. But when they come here, I'm like, all right, we're going to eat this. We're going to try this. We're going to try it. And it's like, so, and I've said this already, so I'm just repeating stuff. But like, it's not what you think when you think about Denmark. You think bland, and you're like, wait a minute, this is mega good bland.
Yeah, it's bland with salt.
Yeah.
It is. You guys do bland really well. Actually, I feel like of all things, like that's what Danish stuff is. Just like elevated bland.
But that's
Danish design. That's the elevated bland.
But it's bland, salty, and sweet. It's not taste. It's just
good.
Hygge.
Yeah,
it's just hygge. Yeah. It's so hyggeligt.
We just, in our podcast, we just recorded the episode where we read the little book of hygge, which is available in every airport everywhere. And that's, we're going to put that out on this feed too, so you can listen to it.
Listen.
Yeah, because we say hygge a lot in it. Hygge.
I begin to say it. Like, I'm saying it as if I'm a foreigner saying it in Danish.
Do you know what, actually, I noticed that, and I was like, oh, maybe that's just really how you say it. But I was like, you were taking it on.
But not on purpose. I just end up saying it the way, like, if I, in my head, if I'm saying something in Danish, I'm like, you, and it's not conscious, but I'm going, you probably don't understand that. So I have to say it in the way that you would hear it.
Wow.
Or pronounce it yourself.
Do you know there's this thing that Danish people do? Which you probably don't do because you live in an English-speaking country, but that, like, I think is the funniest thing, which is basically what you are saying, but that when they take on an American thing and they, like, put it into Danish talk, they're, like, they make it so Danish-sounding. They're, like, they're speaking in Danish, they're, like, like, and then they'll be like, that's just how it is, more or less. Like, they're, like, they, like, take the English phrase and then they just, like, lean into the Danish accent on it. They're like in any like the muscle manus, like just like really like push the gas all the way down to the floor on their Danish accent. Even if they spoke, if they were speaking English, they might have an American accent. They might have like an English accent. They might speak perfect English, but when they borrow a phrase, then they like
make
just
it into. That's the difference between us and Sweden. Because Sweden, they just make it into its own word in Swedish. But we keep the English word, but we make it Danish. Yeah. Computer?
Computer. Computer. I was literally thinking computer.
Yeah, computer.
Oh, God.
For us, that's no longer an English word now. It's a Danish word. Computer.
Computer.
That's interesting. They do it in Irish as well. Don't ask me.
Do they?
Yeah, we like. There's just words that you're like, oh, we'll just say it in English with a twang. That's Irish now. I don't know. It's been so long since I've spoken Irish. I can't remember.
Where are you from in Ireland?
Cork. Down south. Oh, are we doxing? Is it doxing? That's what it is?
Oh, yeah.
Doxing?
Yeah. Owen's trying to always get people to know exactly where I live.
And I'm going to do it.
Wow. Feel scared. Feel scared. Feel uncomfortable. Yeah.
No, down south in Cork. Have you ever been?
I don't think I've been to Cork.
You been to Dublin?
Been to Dublin, yeah. Sligo.
You went to Sligo. I'm sorry. Sligo's like a...
Sligo is the really know Ireland. Place of Mark, Shane, and Kian from Westlife.
Oh my God, so
cool.
Of course I've done this is Sligo. Some sort of... of course I've done the Sligo Comedy Festival, one year that ran.
Okay. That's cool, though. That's cool.
Strandhill and Sligo. Yeah. Best fish and chips in the world.
I haven't tried them, but I'll go check it out.
Oh, you should. It's beautiful. Climbed a little mountain. That's not a mountain, it's a hill. It felt like a mountain.
Yeah.
Sligo is gorgeous. Yeah, Sligo's really nice. Galway's beautiful.
Galway's A1.
And I know it's really not nice. Your thing, but I love Northern Ireland.
Yeah. No. It's all
not
beautiful up there.
Not a big fan
well.
Of Dublin.
No, and that's fine.
It's not bad. It's just
pop in for a day, check it out, head on.
I had a fever in Dublin 2 times.
Fever?
Yeah.
Dublin fever. I had a fever. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? I can't tell the way we're saying this.
I was ill.
Okay, right. Okay. That doesn't sound as fun.
I was sweating through the sheets of the hospital.
That doesn't sound as fun.
Yeah, 2 times, 2 fevers in Dublin. I is it a coincidence? I don't know. Mm-hmm. But also, saw Riverdance. So things are. Right? Riverdance is Irish, right?
That's very Irish.
Oh my
absolutely.
God. You guys, both of your faces went blank in a way where I had to question just the most basic principles of things I know in the world.
Yeah.
And the most basic of them all is
that was like the
Riverdance
Mandela,
is Irish.
Yeah. Mandela effect. Like, you're like, wait, Riverdance was Welsh?
They both of their faces just blank.
Mandela, can I just, speaking of that, Has there always been a fountain in the middle of Bond Street?
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.